Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Socks are such a funny concept to me. They're just like wife beaters for your feet.
That's exactly what they are. You ever go boogie boarding? You ever wear a rash guard?
Look at me. Yes.
Okay. So a rash guard. Like socks are a rash guard for your feet, essentially. Because if you go sockless in fucking shoes, they get gross. They you get like calluses and shit. So socks are just a rash guard. You ever go on boogie boarding with no rash guard? Fuck. You get out of the goddamn water and it's like, oh shit, I have HPV all over my tits.
Yeah. You get beat up out there. Get beat up out there.
My favorite is when you respond to some lunacy. I say like, "Yeah, sick."
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, I was reflecting on my childhood of the boogie board era. You know,
what type of boogie board? Did you have? Because I had a boogie board, a rash guard, and the fins, the flippers.
Oh,
do you wear the flippers?
So you were a bitch, is what's going on.
Oh, not like the full scoop of funds. The fucking ones for boogie boarding, so you could get a lot of speed.
There like was the, ones the shorter for boogie boarding. Ones.
Yeah, they're like real. They're like real. The fin was like real small, like only like 4 or 5 inches. Like my.
No, I never had that.
Yeah.
But I did love boogie boarding. I'll tell you what, I went boogie boarding. Were you there the day I went boogie boarding?
I was, yeah.
Fun as fuck, man.
Yeah, you guys came out of like little kids in a candy store. You guys were stoked.
Great.
You guys.
There's nothing. I mean, getting the shit beat out of you by water is always fun. And when you like fall and you tumble up and you come up and you're like trying to figure out where you are and the snot come down your face.
That's not a fun. Again.
No, it's not fun, but it makes you reminisce on those days.
Yes, it does. Also, what do you do when you get out of the water and your bathing suit is stuck like fucking on your penis? Do you ever
everybody
have, are
can
you like,
see it?
Are you ever
I'm
like conscious?
Everybody's looking.
Yep.
Everybody's,
and first of all, nobody's looking.
Nobody's looking.
No one. But I feel the same way. I feel like everyone's looking. Do you adjust?
Yeah.
Every time I go out of the water, I immediately look
adjust.
Down. Because you look like a Ken doll is what's fucked up. It's like you look you have no cock.
It's also board shorts are so thin. So it's just like whoever's making the material is like, we need the world to see this. Here's some saran wrap of your dick. So what I do is I take the center lining of the board shorts.
Mm-hmm.
COVID. I take the center lining and then I like lay it like directly over the center of the penis so it kind of just blends in. Because when it's off-centered, it's just like, it's very out there. It's just like very thin and then there's the, you know, quarter inch of a bump and then you're like penis. So to your point, I think everybody's looking, but in reality, people are just like, the guy's insecure.
Right. And also the freezing cold water makes your pee-pee very, very small. So then it's like, I don't want anyone to see that outline. That's an unfair outline.
Right.
That's
which
not
is so funny because
so
everybody at the beach is not packing heat unless you're actually in the heat, maybe. But it's like nobody's going to expect you to get out of water and be like, he doesn't have a hog? What do you mean?
Have you ever like hooked up with a girl in the ocean? Not fuck, but just kind of hooking up and you get a little hard and then you have to wait until it goes down to come out the water. That's always a weird moment when she's like, do you want to go in? And you're like, no, not yet.
No.
I love the water.
You fucking look like one of those things that lets you know how fast you can go in the water with the wake zone. Oh, fuck. Being hard and underwater is hilarious because your dick's just like, what's going on here?
What do you think fish think? What the fuck kind of driftwood is that?
Yeah, what kind of coral we got here? Some meat on that bone, baby.
Coral's hilarious. Coral is just like the Trader Joe's for fish.
Yeah.
They just go there and go shopping.
That is
very true. Do you think they
got
to pay for anything?
No. What? They're fish. It's a what the fuck? It's a dangerous life. But it is weird how coral is like alive and there's like activists that are like, don't step on coral. You're like,
it's a rock. It's coral. Is coral not just rocks?
It's like living rocks.
Absolutely just... not. Rocks don't live. You're dumb.
Who sold pet rocks? How dumb was this, how dumb was society at that point?
I think if they fucking sold pet rocks right now, people would buy them. What would you have to put
a message behind it. You got to be like, this rock will cure your balance or some shit. Remember how they had those balance bands at the mall? And they would, and do you remember?
Yes.
And then, so what they would do, there's a test. So they'd be like, put your arms out. And then let's say you had it on your left arm, they would push harder on your right arm. And then when they go to your left arm, they'd push less hard. So you'd be like, yo, I got balance. And every motherfucker would buy those and like would go to do a layup and then get fucking packed immediately. And it's like, yeah, it's just fucking silicone.
It's
just,
dude, it's all snake oil. So many goddamn snake oil salesmen around here just selling shit that doesn't goddamn work. Like, the it's all psychosomatic.
All you have to do is put a message behind it. My friend wanted to start, he wanted to do some dumb shit where it's like, I forget whether it was like a shark tooth necklace or like some like woven like bead thing around the wrist. I'm like, people, if it looks cool, they don't want to buy it. You have to have like a story behind it. Like, there's some bead company that has like two white, like pearl-esque, like kind of milky, almost looks like nut, but they're like see-through things, and they're like, it brings good luck and tranquility, and people are just like, I like those things. You have to add a message if you want to sell it. You can sell anything, but you put a message. The rock, I don't know what their message was. Have a friend. All right.
Yeah, I mean, if you got a pet rock, you had no human friends. You're a fucking loser. Maybe, but honestly, maybe the pet rock helped society because all those people that needed friends are like, oh, my pet rock, Buster. And then just, but what would you do with your pet rock? Would you watch TV with it? Would you eat McDonald's Sundays with it? What would you do? Do you like, talk to
it? Everything, yeah. Everything you want with it, I guess.
That's just fucking, did you ever have a Chia Pets? You remember those?
I think I had one once, and then the hair grew out all weird, and they end up just looking like they end up looking like pedophiles after a certain point. They just have this weird shaggy hair, and you forget to water them, and they're all like dried out, and they're like, "You want to play?" No,
I never want to play. Cha 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 chia is a funny sound to do when you come. Cha cha chia.
It's a great sound.
I like that.
I love how they came up with that. They're like, what should our slogan be? And like, what if we just said it, but like with a stutter and then going over a pothole? Cha cha chia. Yeah.
And sounds they're like yes.
Quick nut. Chia.
Oh, Trev, you posted a picture of a Furby yesterday. Did you guys ever have one of those?
I did. Furby's do you know what I'm talking about though?
I do, yeah, but I never had it. I forget exactly what it did. It had like batteries and shit, and which was like,
it's kind of like an animatronic electronic toy.
It was like a Tamagotchi, but in real life. It just like was this weird little fur ball, and it would just like just sit there and just go like make dumb noises, and it would just like pop off in the middle of the night in your closet and be like, "Hi, wanna play?"
Fuck that.
Yeah, creepy.
Fuck that.
Very creepy.
Do you believe in ghosts? I think you already talked this, but I'm interested. Probably. I forget.
I think to a certain extent. I believe them at night. During the daytime, get out of here. Nighttime, oh yeah.
I don't know, man. You run into a daytime ghost, those are the scariest ones. Because you're sitting there making a ham and cheese sandwich, and it's fucking 2 p.m. You're thinking everything's fine. You turn around, there's a little girl with her hair in front of her face like, come play with me. And you're like, that's way scarier.
That's not a ghost. That's the demons coming out. What do you mean ghost? Like you hear like a peanut butter knife drop in the kitchen at 2 a.m. and you're like, what is that?
Well, sure, but I'm also thinking like a visual ghost. A girl told me a story that she was working at a bar in downtown L.A. that was a very, very old piece of property, and someone passed away in the bar. And there was she was bartending, and there was multiple. I'm getting chills when I talk about this, but there was multiple people that came up to her when she was bartending and be like,
"Fuck, we lost Blau."
That was crazy, dude. How come this type of shit happened on this fucking podcast? Remember when I was talking about witches, that witch, and all of a sudden I couldn't talk. Now all of a sudden I'm about to reveal a ghost story. This shit just shuts the fuck off. What is going on, dude?
Any updates with Witch Girl?
No, I haven't talked to her, dude. Haven't talked to her.
Did she give us COVID?
Fuck. Well, I don't have it, so I don't understand.
That's a good point.
Oh, ghost story. So there were multiple people within her like 2 year tenure. She would work there for 2 years, and multiple people come up to her and be like, "Hey, do you know that there's a ghost in this bar?" And she'd be like, "What?" And they would all describe the same woman in the corner of the bar wearing a red dress. Same fucking person.
Yosara is wearing dress.
Yeah, how come a goddamn ghost can't wear sweatpants?
Yeah, where are the overalls at? Be comfortable.
Yeah, stop wearing a
you scaring people because you called. You're like, boo, bitch, put on a jacket.
Yeah. Why are you wearing a cummerbund? It's fucking, it's too late.
I've never seen shit like that. Like I've heard noises and maybe like a blur or something like that dashes by you. But that type of stuff seems unreal. Remember that we had that Uber driver in Indiana. She was a little off her rocker. Or was that Cleveland?
Cleveland. I don't know at this point. I know what you're talking about, though. Yeah, she was definitely off her rocker.
What was she saying? She's like, I woke up and there's somebody sitting on my bed. Well, you have dementia, so.
Yeah.
At what point do you want to just be like, was it a ghost or were you off your meds? Like, I want to interview people and be like, I hear you. You see people at night. What is your day-to-day vitamin routine? Oh, Xanax. Well, do it.
Yeah, they go, well, also, I was coming down from meth, but that has nothing to do with it. No, madam, that has everything to do with it. You saw a Yeah, but she said there was multiple ghosts in her house, and she just stayed there. Hey, bro, let me tell you a secret. If I start seeing ghosts in my house, your boy's leaving. Like, I don't understand that.
But
I see one ghost. I say, cool, thank you so much, Tommy, for being here. I will leave. I'll get fucking pack my Samsonite, and I'm gone. I'm leaving.
But
are you literally staying in your place if you see multiple ghosts? You're going to stay in your place?
No, I'm not saying that.
Okay,
but like,
okay, good.
What, do they not know how the fucking front door works? Like, we can't just follow him?
What do you mean? Oh, the ghosts? No, the ghosts are attached to the house. They have, like, memories in the house. So they died in the house or whatever the fuck. Mm. So they have to stay in the house. I don't know ghost rules, but yeah, I don't think ghosts... Isn't it funny that if you just leave your house, ghosts can't follow you? Huh?
Yeah, are you going outside?
It's stupid.
It's so dumb.
Because it's like if a ghost is upset about the way that they died in their house and now they have all of eternity, like why just hang out in that spot that you don't like? Why not just like go outside?
It's like your whole... Yeah, you got... Maybe that's what you say to a ghost. You're like, listen, Theodore,
you
got your whole life ahead of you, buddy. Open the door, get into a lift, and go start a scuba shop or whatever the fuck you want to do, dude. You can do it.
I think that's great advice. The ghost is like, you know, you're onto something. I'm still going to slit your throat when you're sleeping. Like, oh, for sure. Oh, goddamn. Stiff Socks listeners, this is your beloved Trevor Wallace here. If you want to hear the rest of this insane episode, and I mean it when I say that,
you got to sign up for the Patreon exclusive, only $5 a month at patreon.com/stiffsockspod. That is patreon.com/stiffsockspod. Go get it.
God damn.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slipcovers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange any time. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.